Not even war can stop a good pop star. In northern Iraq, where soldiers are battling ISIS, a fiery singer is on a mission to stir up patriotic sentiment. The response has been mixed. NPR's Alice Fordham met Heli Love in the northern Iraqi city of Erbil.
The crimson-haired Iraqi singer Heli Love has a recording contract in the US, but she didn't want to shoot her latest video in Hollywood. The track is a tribute to the men fighting against ISIS, and so she took a video team to a frontline village.
Yeah, we shot the video right there, and it was so crazy.
Like, bullets flew, battles raged.
And sometimes we had to leave. They said, like, you have to get out of here. Like,
shooting the video took 3 months, but Heli Love says it was worth it. Like most people in northern Iraq, she's ethnically Kurdish, and she wanted to glorify the Kurdish fighters called Peshmerga.
Like, people didn't know outside how powerful and how, oh my God, and how strong they are.
The video sees a bejeweled Heli Love dancing in a traditional Kurdish soldier's outfit and in a tank firing a shell. It plays all the time on TV here. As she sits with me in a hotel, the 26-year-old explains that this role as a warrior diva comes after a long, hard journey for her family.
My real name is Helan Abdullah, and I was born 88 in Iran.
The family was escaping Saddam Hussein's attacks on Kurds and went through Turkey to Finland. As a teenager there, she saved up cash and moved to LA seeking stardom, picking the name Heli Love from Helan. She landed a role in a movie by a Kurdish director, which brought her home to northern Iraq.
I was blown away.
She'd visited as a little girl, but this time she was struck by how much it had developed and how serious everyone seemed about the long-standing dream of an independent Kurdish nation.
I wanted to create a song that would represent my life as well, but also the Kurdish people fighting so long and risking everything for a dream. Everywhere.
And so her first song released in Iraq, Risk It All, came out in spring last year. For her video, she took inspiration from her mom, who had been a Peshmerga soldier in her youth. Heli Love's sexy fighter look was born. Shortly after, ISIS staged a huge offensive in northern Iraq, and Risk It All became a sort of anthem as the Peshmerga fought back. But the clothes and dancing were deemed un-Islamic by some extremists, and social media lit up with threats.
People would say, like, she should be stoned and this and that.
Some of it was in Arabic from ISIS supporters, but some was in Kurdish, coming from the people she was trying to support.
The response from some of the people, really, they just want to destroy it and just break me in pieces.
To find out what people here think about Heli Love, I've come to the bazaar after prayers on a long Ramadan evening when it's full of people selling jewellery and ice creams and tea.
Her CDs are on sale at a little stall, but Suran Hawleri, an off-duty fighter in the Peshmerga, the men she sings about, doesn't care for her. He says she's not representing any of my culture or traditions, and she's making money from the Peshmerga. She could be supporting their families if she really cared. But a lot of young people like her. Dilpag Thahir, who's 21, is actually a student of Islamic law.
She's very good.
Yeah?
Yeah, very, very good.
What do you like about her?
Because this thing is about Kurdistan.
Thahir likes Heli Love, even though her dancing and clothes aren't really compatible with Islamic law. She says that's what she wants to do, and you can't stop her. But the criticism nearly has stopped her. For her safety, Heli Love avoids public places, and she's only played 2 concerts in Iraq. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Northern Iraq.